We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. Surprise. It's going to be fun. I just spent the last 3 days at a Core 1 and 2 Bethel Global Response training that we had about just under 50 students that went to that, and there's three levels of training to go into being deployed with our teams for Bethel Global Response, which is Bethel's disaster relief program. And so anyway, this was the core one and two, and it was really I kind of just jumped in there. I haven't actually been to core one and two, but I got to teach there, so that was interesting. But it was kind of neat. Jordan, who is my new boss down there, last week, it was like Tuesday, I think, asked me if I would teach. And she said, have you ever taught much on communication? It's like, I just taught a series on communication. Oh, good, because I want you to teach on. So I got to teach the communication part, staying connected and communicating with your team. And so that was fun. And then I got to teach the pre-deployment part, so like how to get ready to deploy. And that was the part I'd never taught before, and I'd never actually been taught it. So that was really fun. But I had a good time, and they were super gracious with me, and it was a lot of fun. So, but we did something in this training that I want to do with you guys. It's kind of a we're going to change it up to fit our structure and stuff, but. It was really powerful, and it was really timely, and because we are in one of the busiest disaster seasons that I can remember. We've got fires, obviously. There's hurricanes going on, and we're not done with hurricane season. We've got another hurricane that's kind of stirring up and heading our way. We have, the mass shooting in Las Vegas. We had earthquakes. It's just like way more activity than we want to see. And so we're gonna kind of position ourselves. We have some kind of heroes in our midst that have been involved in that and are going to be involved in that through the process. One being, we already mentioned Steve, who's been kind of deployed with to bring water to the thirsty, and has been in Texas, been in Florida, going back to Florida. Okay, and then he's heading back. So has driven through and seen all that stuff. We were actually just kind of crossed paths when I was in Texas, and he was coming in as I was going out, so we didn't actually see each other, but we ended up in the same towns at different times. So, we're having people that are responding both through Global Response, which is what I'm doing, and then just through, through their skill set being deployed to these places that need help. And then on Thursday, we're actually sending a group, Bethel Global Response, through a partnership with BSSM, is actually sending 40 second-year students to Las Vegas. And so they're going to be going doing street ministry stuff. And as we were talking about that in our board meeting last week, Julie Ashtonboyd said, man, that's something that I would be interested in. And so we're actually going to send Julie as well. So she's going to be doing that for kind of the psychosocial kind of interaction, and she's going to be looking after that team and the mental health of that team, and also looking after a couple churches that we're going to be plugging her in with these teams. And because we've got these churches on the ground there that it would be kind of like, there's big and small churches, but as if, if we had a shooting or hear something, we would step up and we'd do our best to help, but we would be underqualified. And whether you know this or not, Julie's actually quite qualified to connect with and debrief and walk people through that kind of a situation. So we have this kind of another hero in our midst that we're getting to send out to be with those guys. And then another one, too. Denise, is Denise here? I haven't seen her this morning. We may have completely worn her out because she was at training. She was the first Weaverville to engage in our Weaverville person to engage in our core 1 and 2 training, and it was long, and it was grueling. A lot of sitting and listening, some interacting, some kind of stressful stuff. And, but anyway, did an amazing job, and so she will officially be deployable with our teams, and so that's really neat. And so yeah, so we're kind of doing this thing, and I wanted to bring you guys a little bit into that world a little bit, but also it's a world you already are in. It's our world. What's going on around us and all this stuff, not to mention things I haven't mentioned that we're going to mention in a little bit, but kind of how to position ourselves as believers, as followers of Jesus, as people that believe that God is in a good mood, but sometimes it's hard to tell. It's like, I know I believe that. I think I believe that. I feel like I believe that. But it's, you know, when you're standing in front of someone's house that has been burnt to the ground, what do we do? How do we say? How do we stand? How do we pray? And so we're going to kind of talk about that. And hopefully by the end of you know, this kind of time we're going to spend together, we're going to have hope, number one. We're going to have some more hope in these areas. And then ideally, we're going to know and have some strategies to pray. We're going to have some strategies of how to think and how to pray. Because where our heart is and where our mind is, there our prayers will come from. And so if we get our heart and our minds in the right place, then we find ourselves naturally praying the right way. And we want to pray from a kingdom perspective. We want to pray from, we want to pray shoulder to shoulder with God, not laying in the mire. And it was awesome, Fitton's, that prophetic word. We're actually going to do some kind of declarations and stuff today. And I have no idea how this is going to go. We're just going to do our best, and you guys are going to be awesomely flexible, and it'll be fun. But it felt like as we did this in our training, I'm like, that's what we got. I had a different message. I was like, that's what we got to do. We're going to try that. So that'll be fun. But anyway, just how Fenton, you know, the was talking about the fires, which we're going to the fires next week. We're deploying teams starting on Sunday, a week from today. And so that's probably where I'll be at least part of that week, and then we're going to circulate teams through there. So we're going to be doing that, so be praying for that. So, yeah, I kind of got thrown in the deep end. For those of you that don't know, I took a part-time job for Bethel Global Response as the volunteer coordinator. And so now all of a sudden we've had more deployments, and we'll definitely have even more deployments in like a two-month stretch than we've had almost in the last 3 years. So, yeah. That's my job, and I got thrown right into it. So there's a whole bunch of things I'm being asked to do that I have no idea how to do. So that's really fun. I actually quite enjoy it. And it's a blast of how much you just have to kind of go for it. But I loved what Fenton brought in that that prophetic, because it's going to have a lot to do with what we do today. And partnering with what does God see? What is God saying and what is God seeing? How does he see it? And how do we pray or and prophesy over the land? So what I want to specifically talk about and how I want, there's a whole bunch of ways to kind of grab kingdom and have a kingdom perspective. But what I want to specifically talk about is the names of God and how to actually grab a hold of God's identity in the way that we pray. Okay? So it's not going to be something that's completely new, but I think that how we're going to apply it today is going to be, you know, pretty new. But it's going to be, if I just keep saying it's going to be good, then I'm prophesying to how it's going to be. It's going to be good. So, yeah, I mean, we see in Scripture biblical names, not just the names of God, which we're going to get to, but biblical names in general, especially in the Old Testament, encompass the character traits and calling and actions and attributes of the people that were named. So we see especially when God comes in, God would actually change and shift people's names, or people would be named, or told, the parents were told to name a certain child based on their identity and their destiny. And so names were something that were extremely important. We see, I got a whole bunch of examples, but even Adam, in the very beginning, Adam names Eve, his wife Eve, because she's the mother of all the living. It's Genesis 3:20. God actually changes Abram's name to Abraham to show that he'd be the father of many nations. God changed Sarai's name to Sarah in Genesis 17. Again, I'm kind of giving you guys, you can read these. The best thing, I'm not giving you all the context, but these are just like these stories that if you know them, they're going to ring some truth. But if you don't, I would encourage you to read them and just kind of study the importance of these names. Jacob's name was changed to Israel because of, that he would prevail. Genesis 32. And then one of my favorite stories is not necessarily a name change, but the declaration of a name. I've preached on this story before, but the angel Gabriel, when he's declaring his identity in Luke over John the Baptist's father and saying, I am angel Gabriel and this is who I am. I've stood with God and I bring good news. It's a really cool story. That's in Luke. Luke 1. And then, of course, when Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world, his name was not left to chance. It wasn't like, this is my son, he's going to be. But when Mary was told, you're going to have a baby, and actually this is what you're going to call him. Mary didn't get to choose. Like, Jesus sounds like a good name. No, this is what you're going to call him, because he's going to save his people from their sins. It's in Matthew 1:21. But so we see these kind of amazing, the power in a name, the power in, we've kind of shifted in our culture names to titles. So we actually don't put, we pick names that we like. That's kind of how we name our kids. And we think through what the names mean, but and there's some, I'm more talking culturally. I'm not saying that you didn't or didn't do this. I'm just saying culturally, we just pick names that we like, and we pick names that hopefully don't have a too weird of a meaning. Sometimes we have some, you know, we pick biblical names because of a story or a prophetic meaning or something. We do that to a certain extent. But the power of the names of people in the Bible was, you know, very evident. And we're going to go through and kind of look at the names of God, but I wanted to look at one specifically. But first, Psalm 9, 10 says, those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, which we're going to talk about that specific name, but have never forsaken those who seek you. Those who know your name trust you. Now there's a, I believe, and I was impressed with the idea during this training, that actually a large part of our trust is actually connected to specifically knowing the names of God. That where we position our heart and mind towards these disasters, how we look at what's going on our in our world, in our around our planet, how we see those and then how it manifests in our prayer life needs to be connected to knowing the name of God. Are we people that know the name of God? Because if we don't know the name or the names, or as we're leading into the identity and the heart of God, then we can easily and fall into praying from a place that's not from trust, that's not from faith, that's not from belief, that's not from victory, but actually from fear and defeat and grief. And so we want to be praying from a kingdom place. Are you with me? Does that make sense? So going back to that name, Lord, it was transferred Lord. If you're looking at your Bible, it's most likely translated in all caps. At least it should be, depending on your translation. And there's actually a reason for that. It's the most common name for God used in the Old Testament. And possibly the most important name in the Old Testament used for God, which obviously is arguable, but that word is actually never even, it doesn't have, technically doesn't have an English translation. And I'll explain why. Whenever you see that word Lord in all caps, it actually is in place of the Hebrew name, which is just represented by four letters. YHWH. So it's kind of been pronounced and maybe sounded something like Yahweh, but it is a different word. And in Hebrew, it's a different word. So the Jews had such reverence for this word that they'd actually never even say it. And so when they came to this word, they wouldn't say it specifically because they didn't want to accidentally use the Lord's name in vain in taking that so strictly and seriously. And so they just wouldn't use it. They just wouldn't speak it. And so whenever they came to this word in their reading or in their studying or in their speaking, they would actually translate that word into Adonai, which is the word Lord, the Lord. And so that's how we translated the English word from that word that was already replaced from the original word. Does that make sense? So we actually translated from the word Adonai, which was the spoken word translation of that word. So it actually was translated before it was translated, if that makes sense. But what's the challenge becomes is that whenever you see that word Lord, when we think of the word Lord, we actually think of it more as a title than a name. In our culture, in English, you know, we think of the Lord as it's a little bit of a proper name, or not proper name. It's a little bit of a like a generally like a deity, the Lord. But actually, it's considered more of the proper name of God in that being Yahweh. And so when we read through, it's just kind of, I'm just kind of throwing this out there because it's just really interesting. And when I read it and studied through it, I was like, man, this is really neat. But it's actually more you think of a proper name like David or Pete or whatever. It's like actually the proper name of God that when in reading and translating through it is actually so reverent that they wouldn't even say it. And so it was translated into Adonai, which is the Lord. And then that's when we read the Lord. And so I guess I want to just give you all that information to when you read the Lord, and it's in all caps like that, to know that's actually more of a proper name. It's more of a general deity or a general identification that you are the Lord. But actually, you know, it's a name. And there's power in that name and understanding that name. And the importance of that is actually could be a couple things, but I'll point one thing out just in my thought process that word is actually used a little over 6,800 times in the Old Testament, that title for the Lord. More than Elohim, which is like 2,600, or El, which is 238 times. And I think that this is what I believe. I believe that God chose to use that name. Remember, not the Lord like we had interpreted it, but His actual name. Because He's more interested in an intimate connection with us. Like He's more interested in being on a first name basis with us than He is on just being the Lord. He is the Lord. He is our God. He is Elohim. He is that position. But He's actually more interested than anything else being on a first-name basis with us. Now, that might shatter a whole bunch of things, but it's actually over to the translation of Scripture that we created a distance, even in name. Does that make sense? And that actually when Jesus came, it was actually to bring us back into a relationship that was originally planned, right? Walking and talking with the Lord in the garden. Being on a first name basis. It's why God continually had His name be His first name, Yahweh in the Bible. And so it's just kind of a neat way to begin to just, if you grab a hold of that, it just kind of shifts a little bit. But what does it shift? The entire Old Testament. It's like it just kind of starts. It's just a little shift, like this little bit of shift of like, man, the Old Testament all of a sudden is a little bit more personal. The Scriptures are just a little bit more personal. The one we started reading in Psalms, Jack Lee actually uses that. Those who know your name, not just the name of the Lord in general as a deity, but the name of Yahweh, God. This first name basis, this first name connection, the people that are on first name basis with God, those that know your name trust in you. It changes it, right? Isn't it cool? So that's kind of what we want to do over these, but in conjunction with standing in the midst of these challenges and these kind of craziness that's going on in the world. Because the reason to know, I'm going to give you guys some of the other names of God in the Bible, but the reason we need to know Him and begin to understand Him and apply Him is because they hold on to His identity and character. And when we pray with His name in mind, with His names in mind, we pray from a kingdom place. We need to know, we use the word presence, His presence a lot. You know, that we pursue His presence, or we invite His presence, or we enjoy His presence in worship. We need to know who His presence is. Relationship is about knowing who the presence is, who His presence is. And some of that is encapsulated in the names of God. So what we're going to do, we're going to do an activity. Hopefully it won't be too uncomfortable. But it's not going to be that challenging, but it is going to take a little bit of moving, a little bit of talking, and a little bit of brain power. But here's what we're going to do. I have some scenarios that I've written out. And they're everything from number one. Well, I don't want to necessarily tell them to you because I want you to have to be part of what we're doing. But they're everything from, you know, the condition of our country to disasters to local challenges in government, things like that. So I think there's seven of them. And so what I want you guys to do is just within like your proximity. I have seven of them, but I have two copies of each one. So we have up to 14 groups. We don't need that many, probably. But we're going to make kind of little groups. You can move chairs if you want. You can just kind of scoot around, get close so you can actually talk. Groups of five, six, something like that. You don't have to move yet, but you are going to have to move and talk to people. We won't be offended if you're just, but please engage. It'll be a learning experience. And so I'm going to give you one of these scenarios. You're going to read your scenario, and then there's some directions on there so you remember. But as a team, you're going to discuss your little scenario. It's literally like one sentence. Most of these things, if not all of them, you already have an opinion about. You already have heard. They're not stuff you haven't heard of. There's maybe some details that you don't know, but for the most part, it's a general idea, and that's intentional. Okay, so you're going to read your scenario as a group, and then you're going to talk about it for a minute. You know, does anybody know anything about this? You know, you can talk about it a little bit. So everybody's on the same page. And then I'm going to give you this, or I'm going to hand you out at the same time. And this is a list. This is a list of the names of God. Not all of them, but a whole bunch of them. Okay? And these lists, they're defined, and then there's kind of some application, like what it is. But I'm going to give you this. So you're going to... This is like teaching, huh? You guys are going to have fun. And then this isn't going to take that long, really. I'm not going to give you that long to do it. But you're going to go through, so you're going to take your scenario, and then you go through, read through the list. I've got a bunch of them, so you can kind of everybody can look at them. And then you're going to take three of those names, and you're going to choose the three which would apply specifically to your scenario. Like, this is the God that I need. This is the God that we need in this situation. Does that make sense? You know, if this is unrest, we need the God of peace. Okay, so basically like that. We're going to take these names of God, the identity of God, the character of God. And then the third thing you're going to do is you're going to declare those names over the situation. Okay, so you're just going to write it down, and then you're going to write they don't have to be long. They don't have to be just so you can read it. So somebody on your team can read it, and that you're just going to write out a declaration. You're declaring the name of God and the character of God over a situation. Now, here's the challenge. This is the challenge. I don't want you to read your agenda or declare your agenda over the situation. We're declaring kingdom. I don't want you to declare or write down or declare your opinion. I know it's really hard. But what's most important is that we're in the name, specifically in the names of God, we're declaring His character. And we're declaring His heart and His identity and His perspective, kingdom perspective, over these situations. Okay? And what I hope that we get to after this is that we're going to get, after that, we're going to have you guys kind of come up and we'll kind of make some declarations over these things. And really where we want to be at the end in 20 minutes is in a place of hope. That we actually serve a God that can handle everything that's going on. You know, that's where we want to be. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like, man, I just don't know how to pray. I don't know. I've only got 7 scenarios. There's 100 million other scenarios. 5 million of them are in your own life. So this is something that ideally you take this stuff with you and you practice. Like, man, I have this situation in my life, this stress in my life, this thing going on in my life. I need a name of God. I need a character of God. I need a heavenly perspective that I can declare over my life and that I can walk in hope in this situation because I have no idea what to do. Okay? That's what we're going to get. That's the idea. Are you with me? Okay, so take 30 seconds, scooch together a little bit in little groups. Don't leave anybody out. Don't have too many or everybody won't get a chance to talk. So groups of like 5 would be great. Okay, so Shannon and Anna are handing them out. I know this is weird. This is different. We don't normally do this. Just roll with it. Have a good time. We're a family. You guys can handle it. There's going to be good stuff that's going to come out of this. So we can have up to 14 groups. So if your group's too big, feel free to be an amoeba and split into two. That would be fine. So you should have at least a couple pieces of paper that have the names of God in your group. I only printed 50, I think. So you should at least have a couple in each group. And then you should have one small piece of paper that gives you a scenario and then kind of gives you the instructions of what to do. So the first thing you need to do probably is pick somebody in your group that has a pencil or a pen that can write some stuff. You're welcome to write on the back of something or a piece of scratch paper. If you don't have a pen, maybe raise your hand and someone else in the group will have a pen. We'll find some pens. We've got to have a few pens around, floating around. So you're going to read your scenario. You're going to go over what it is that you have, what it is you're thinking about. You're processing it out. You can talk about it just for a minute or so. And then you're going to begin to go through the names of God. And you're going to pick 3 names. I'm going to give you just about 6 or 7 minutes to pick those 3 names and then write out declarations. If you have any questions, please let me know. Does anybody need more copies of You have two scenarios? Give me one back. You can actually, if you want to do two of them, that's fine. But it'll just take longer. Did you pick which one you wanted? And just so you know, I know that there's probably typos in there. You don't need to point them out to me. That's not part of the scenario. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes total, five more minutes total. So you got to kind of move quick. So after you pick a couple names, then I want you to write down your declarations. So just these are like, I mean, two or three, we declare da 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 over each thing. So we want you to actually read it to the group. You all have different scenarios. So we want to know what your declarations are and what names. So we're going to do that in a little bit, but so you're writing down what your declaration is that's connected to that name. I'm going to give you two more minutes. I know I'm pushing you, but I want to keep moving so we don't get stuck here all day. Go quick. All right, you should be getting pretty close now. You could try and finish up. Give another 30 seconds or so. It's okay if you don't have three. All right, so finish up whatever you're writing. Just finish that up. And what we're going to do, so you're going to pick a spokesperson that you feel like can first and foremost read the writing. And then what we're going to do very simply, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of join together. So we've got seven different scenarios and we have a couple groups, I think, that have the same scenario. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring up each group. We'll have just one representative is going to come up. You're going to tell us your scenario. You don't have to read it, but you can just tell it in your own words, or you can read it if you want. You're going to tell us the name of God, and then you're going to read your declaration. Okay? What we're going to do, the rest of the people sitting in the congregation, because there's power in agreement and declaration. So what we're going to do is, as they read it, we get to the end of their declaration, we're all going to say yes. Okay, very simply, very powerfully, we're just going to agree by saying yes. Okay, so who has scenario number one? Number one. Who's number one? There's a one right next to your scenario. Come on up. So we want everybody else. Now's the time to just kind of listen, pay attention. So there's only one number one, right? Yeah, because I have the other number one up here. So tell us your scenario and then go for it.
Okay. The tension between the President of the United States and North Korea over nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's good.
So Jehovah Nisi, you want me to read the thing?
You don't have to read that. Okay. Just yeah, Jehovah Nisi and what it means. So read just this part.
Okay, that's the Lord is my banner.
Yeah. Yep.
So we declare over the circumstance, His encouragement, hope, and restoration over the nations.
Yes. Okay, here's what we're going to do so we can time this right. Okay, I'm going to hold up my hand like this. And when you get to the end of it, I'm going to go like this and we're all going to say yes. Okay? So try it again.
All right. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, my banner. We declare over the circumstance, His encouragement, hope, and restoration over the nations.
Yes. There we go. Go ahead. Next one.
Elohim, the powerful one creator. So we declare over the tension over the USA and North Korea, your sovereignty, which knows all and is everywhere.
Yes.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. We declare your peace over the nations, and where you are, there is no strife.
Yes.
Come on, that's it right there. That's how it's done. All right, so who has number two? Scenario number two. I think we have two number twos. Does another group have a number two? Yeah, come on up. So go ahead, you're first.
Okay, let me share them all.
Yeah,
okay.
Just tell us what your scenario
is. Okay, so we got fires in the valley and they're still burning. There's 31 deaths, and I probably shouldn't tell all the acres that are burned. There's a lot of acres, almost 200,000 acres have burned, and over 3,500 homes and businesses are gone, have been destroyed.
Yeah.
So, you want me to just go ahead and go ahead and do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we have El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, the All-Sufficient One, God of the mountains. And this is our declaration. We declare, God, you are El Shaddai over the fires in the valley who supplies his people with all their needs.
Amen.
Okay. And then number two, we have Jehovah Shammah, who is the Lord is there. So we declare, God, you are Jehovah Shammah. And you are there in the midst of devastation and suffering, and you have not abandoned those in the ruins of the valley, but that you will restore all.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last we have Jehovah Shalom, which I bet you can't guess what that is. The Lord is peace. We declare, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, and that you are peace in the midst of destruction.
Yeah.
That's good. So go ahead, same scenario. So you can just tell us what your names are and what your declarations are.
We had Jehovah Shalom as well. So peace, they will find peace.
Yeah.
Yes. We had El Shaddai, who supplies all their needs, and that they will be nourished and satisfied.
Yeah.
And then we had Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. There will be restoration.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. You guys feeling it? See? And just the atmosphere kind of is like charged with hope. I like it. All right, number three. Here's number three. So just tell us what your scenario is and then go for it. You're getting it now.
Unsettled tension over the cultivation and distribution, thank you, of marijuana in Trinity County. Community experienced division and stress. Jehovah Shalom. We declare peace. We declare Jehovah Shalom. Anything less, anything more just won't do. We release your peace, Jehovah Shalom.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you, Ben. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Shalom too, Jehovah Shalom. We declare the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, over Trinity County, and the unsettled tension over cultivation and
distribution.
Of marijuana. We declare the Lord of peace over division and stress and bring unity and peace in this county.
Yes.
Good. Come on. We're doing it. Where are we? Number four. I think there's two number four, too. Yeah.
So our scenario was Hurricane cleanup in Florida and Texas, and its minimal resources and millions of dollars in destruction. And so the first one we have is Jehovah Nissi, and we just it means the Lord is my banner. And we just declare, Lord, your miracles in this area, Jesus. Yeah,
I was waiting for you.
Yes, come on, yeah. You can drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and we declare that you're bringing encouragement to these people and hope, Jesus. We just declare your hope over this situation, God. And, thank you for your presence.
Yeah.
The second one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We just declare healing power, God, in this area. I just pray for every person that's there, God. We just declare healing power in body, soul, and spirit.
Yeah.
And the third one we have is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. So we just speak your provision in this area, God. We speak your provision for finances, God, and for things they can take to clean up this area in your name, Jesus.
Yeah.
I love it. Good job.
Okay, we kind of blended ours together. So
that's okay. Go for it.
We declare provision over that which was destroyed. God has not abandoned you. He will restore what was lost. He will supply all your needs for your body, your soul, and your spirit. He will sustain you.
Yes.
We declare the banner of hope and encouragement over his people.
I missed that one. Sorry. But you guys got it. Yes.
And
props. I like it. Props. Extra points for Annie's team.
Okay. We declare hope. We declare hope. We declare hope over the destruction that was all that was lost over this
disaster.
Game.
Good.
Disaster.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Perfect. Beautiful. Wonderful. We are on our way. Are we in number 5? Come on up. Whoever's got number 5, I think just one. So tell us your disaster and go from there.
Cool. So we had the Hurricane Nate in Costa Rica. It said there's tens of thousands of displaced people, very little water and food. So we have Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. So we declare that God is Jehovah Shalom, the one who is providing peace in this storm.
Yes.
Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We declare that God is Jehovah Jireh, the one who will meet all physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the Costa Rican people.
Yes.
And Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We declare that God is Jehovah Rapha, who will heal the people and the land.
Yes.
Good. Good, good, good. So I think we're on number 6. Just one, I think, has number 6. So tell us your disaster.
Our disaster is the Junction City fire. 72 homes burned, many with little or no insurance. The community is facing many challenges in rebuilding. So we looked at El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, the All-Sufficient One, God of the mountains. We declare, El Shaddai, your sustaining power to meet all needs and bring your sustaining power.
Yes.
Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. We declare, Jehovah Shema, your power and restoration in all things and for all needs.
Yes.
And then, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We declare, Jehovah Jireh, your provision in all areas of need. I can't read my writing. to all things in need and something in abundance.
Abundance, yes, good.
Something in abundance. Only
something
God
in abundance,
knows.
Yes.
We know.
Good, perfect. Okay, and then our last one, number 7. We should have one. Just number 7 come up. Yeah, just tell us your scenario and go from there.
The Las Vegas shooting, with 59 dead and 527 injured, dozens remain in the hospital. And our number one name that we chose was El Shaddai. God is all-sufficient source, and his people with all their needs, God is our sustainer. And we just declare that God is sustaining them, especially those who are missing their loved ones.
Yes.
Our second one is Jehovah Nissi. And the Lord is a miracle, my miracle. And he is the banner that are drawn to. And we just declare that people are being drawn to the banner of God, to those people, so that they can be ministered to.
Yes.
And 3 is Jehovah Rapha. God has provided the final cure for spiritual, physical, and emotional sickness in Jesus Christ. And we declare that that healing is in process right now.
Yes.
Amen.
That's so good.
So good. So first, thank you guys for doing that. That was awesome. You did well. But here's what I want to do. Well, I just want to, like I said, I want to say thank you guys, but I hope that something, keep a hold of those pieces of paper. Like I said, these are just a few that are the most public. These are the few that most of you guys know about, either in our own community or around the world, that because they're on the news. And I'm telling you, there's hundreds more, thousands more scenarios where people need the character and heart of God declared over that, whether it's in your own personal life, whether it's in your extended family, your workplace, your community, and on and on and on and on and out. And so I encourage you, as we're going into this, we're still in the middle of kind of what they call disaster season. We're coming to the end of fire season, which is great. We're still in hurricane season for about another month. And so just kind of declaring those things, that as you pray over these things, again, we brought in, you know, the nuclear tension between our government, North Korea, and all that's going on there. We have all these things, and then our own local stuff with the marijuana and people on both sides of that, and what the pros and cons and all of that stuff. And what I want, and hopefully what we saw, is that we need to be able to pray God's agenda and not ours. Everyone's got an agenda, so it's okay to have an agenda, but our responsibility as believers and followers of Christ is that we pray His, not ours. That we don't pray what is best for us, or what we don't want, or whatever, but we pray what is God's heart, what is God's character in this issue, in this setting, no matter what it is. And we need to get used to and get practiced in doing that. And so hopefully this has given you some keys to do that. There's a whole bunch more names of the Lord. I encourage you to do a study on the names of God in the Bible. You can really just look them up, Google them, and there's other people that have done all the work for you. You just have to read it. But to kind of go into a study and find the name and character of God that speaks to your specific challenges or scenarios, if we stick with that word, but the challenges you have in your life, and just begin to pray and declare the character of God over those situations. Amen? So let's pray, and then we'll go. Lord, we just thank You again that You are all of the things that You are called. We thank You that You are infinite, that You are overseeing. Lord, that even when we can't necessarily find the goodness in it, You are still there. It's still there. And Lord, teach us to declare Your goodness. Teach us to declare Your identity. Teach us to declare Your purposes. And teach us to declare and pray from a kingdom, heavenly perspective. Or that we would declare love, hope, peace, patience, kindness, provision, abundance, generosity. Lord, we would declare the things of the kingdom over all of the challenges that are going on around our world right now. So, Lord, I just speak. We do just specifically pray for rain, that the rain would come, that the weather would change and shift. We pray for peace. We pray for communication in all the areas that need communication. We pray for resources in the rebuilding processes in all of the different places and all around the world of people that are struggling getting funds and resources. We join with You, Lord. You have a plan. You have a process. We send out some champions to go to minister in these places, but we stand as champions declaring who You are over these situations. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah.